say that I'm a lazy woman. Don't love my children, and I'm meant to be a nice. I must divorce, keep my, cut all my ties, cause it's good for me to see. It's a hard, hard, hard sacrifice.
Hard sacrifice.
Not having me a loving man. Society gave us no choice. Silence my voice, pushing me on the wheel,
on the wheel.
Eight 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 550 9105. And now back to Hot Talk.
Yes, indeed. The one and only Gladys Knight from the seminal film Claudine. That is Mr. Welfare. And you know, it is. You mentioned Ta-Nehisi Coates just recently. Those of you, I've talked about this piece several times. Those of you who have not read it, I implore you to Google it. Ta-Nehisi Coates wrote a piece for The Atlantic called The Black Family in the Age of Mass Incarceration that explains everything that happened from 65 to crack. So I suggest it's 76 pages long. It's a very long magazine article, but it is brilliant. It's based on the Moynihan Report and how it was bastardized, basically, by the media and by politics, and explains a lot about how we got to where we are right now. Eric, you wanted to chime in on Omar's comments.
Yeah, he's talking about the fact that, you know, we elect the various persons in their various seats, and then we don't stay engaged.
Right.
And it's crucial that we stay engaged. And one of the things that we use as an example, we talk about Liberty Square.
Mm-hmm.
And just working with the county, whether it's Commissioner Moss, whether it's Commissioner Monestine, and that's one thing we talk about, is being down at the county and staying engaged and being in front of the issues.
Right.
So that, and when, again, talking about Liberty Square and how that whole process happened. The chamber was very engaged with the mayor. We were, when we could be, and we were engaged with Commissioner Edmondson when we could be. Obviously, there was a cone of silence, and we couldn't get engaged at that particular point. But now it's very important as that development moves forward that we stay engaged with our elected officials to make sure that it goes in the right direction, that it doesn't happen what Scott Park happened.
And what usually happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And and again, engaging as we're here tonight with Pastor Barber and with Boma, and bring Pastor Barber in as we talk about how did we come together to make sure that we put together this forum.
Right.
And it's very important from that perspective as well.
So the political forum is make an informed decision. And Pastor Barber, how did you all come, like Pastor Barber, the Miami-Dade Chamber, BOMA, and the Miami Times, how did you all come together, praise goodness that you did, to create the event that's happening on next week, Wednesday? Well, Wednesday, coming up.
Yes, very, very, very interesting dynamic. As you give the expression, praise God,
yes,
that we came together. Each of these entities had it within their mind and then on their agenda to do a forum. And as we know here in South Florida, it's almost like a forum on every corner. And as Eric was talking about being engaged, and because have been being engaged, relationships have been forged. And so as a group, as the Florida East Coast, we were talking about doing a forum. And as that discussion came about, people like Sandy Walker got involved. People like Jessica, they begin to get involved. And then it's like, hey, you know, what about getting Dexter and see if he wants to be a part of
it?
And as the conversations kept going, as we were planning, because the ultimate desire is for the people that we give leadership to, the people that we inform, we wanted them to be informed. Just as we are engaged, we wanted them to be engaged.
Right.
We wanted them to be educated. And so this was within the desire of all of these organizations. So as we continued to move the ball forward, word was out, you know, the chamber was getting ready to do a forum.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the dates were so close to one another.
Right.
And so someone said, hey, let's get Eric on the line. And so we all got on the line, and conference call is like a snowball that just continued to pick up steam as it began to roll and gather snow as it was going down the hill as we were getting closer and closer to talking. And then as we got closer and closer, someone said, hey, the Miami Times is mm-hmm. getting ready to have a forum. So it was like, okay, well, let's get the Miami Times engaged. And there was a willingness amongst all of us to come together as a team and to put this together, because we felt that that we could be that we met with greater success if we all pool our resources together.
Definitely.
And to do this together. But then not only that, in our conversations, there were conversations on the conference calls where we started talking about, hey, this could be the start of something greater. A dialogue about disjointedness as far as a Black South Florida, a mm-hmm. Black South Florida agenda. We said if we can come together on this, we can come together on a lot of other issues and a lot of other items.
Well, that's of paramount importance. We talk about it here on Hot Talk a lot, about if in fact, you know, the worst should possibly happen and everyone should have to go within their own. You know, if Donald Trump just really does want to send everybody back to Mexico and everybody back to Europe and not Europe, he ain't sending nobody back to Europe. But that the only community, particularly in South Florida, that would be underserved would be the Black community, because we really don't own what's in our community. So there are these efforts that are beginning, and it's not, I love the fact that everybody, it feels in this moment that everybody is doing what they can where they are. And it will all come together, at some point. So, now, Carolyn, we have 5 minutes. Make an informed decision. It's Wednesday, August the 10th at Little Haiti Cultural Arts Center. Senator Bullard, will you be there?
Yes, I will be.
Okay, and now, who will be, what races are we talking about? I think one of the things, let me preface that. Because I think that after that, I would love to have you come back and we can talk about what the results were. A lot of people are like me, okay, that don't know enough about politics to have an intelligent conversation. But when it comes to breaking down the races and knowing, you know, what information should I cliff note in order to make an informed decision at the polls, those are the people that you need to get there. So what information will be available and who will be available for them on Wednesday?
We're going to have the canvas focus in basically on housing,
mm-hmm.
criminal justice, reform, that is,
mm-hmm.
education, poverty, and economic inequality. And that's pretty much a job that they all have.
Right.
So it doesn't matter who comes, everyone should have something to say about one or more of those topics. We have invited the county mayor, the incumbent. He's still making up his mind, but his challengers are definitely going to come out to tell you what's going on. We have Dwight's race. He's picked up a Democratic challenger, and you know, it's going to get interesting, but, you know, Dwight is a seasoned politician, so, you know, we want to hear what he's going to continue to do now that he has a new district,
mm-hmm.
and how he's going to fend off
all the sharks coming for you.
They can come for me all they want.
We ready. I feel like Juvenile should be in the room. Right,
sleep with my fist balled up. Don't worry
about it. And one eye open.
Another hot race to watch is the Florida Senate District of 38. It's where Gwen Margolis used to sit. And, you know, she kind of retired in a little bit of scandal, talking about those three Haitians, those two teachers. Well, yes, she's out. So that opened up a field for several people. We have State Rep Daphne Campbell. We have Kevin Burns from North Miami. He used to be the mayor.
Right.
We have Jason Pizzo. He's a former prosecutor.
He's been on the show.
We've got
Brutus. Is he in that race?
Yeah. He's he went independent, so he's already going to be on the ballot in November.
Kind
of a smart move on his part.
I was
going to
say that. And
he broke ranks, and so he's got a spot. But everybody else is scrambling in that race. We've got Don Festi. We've got Michael Gongora from he used to be in Miami Beach. So that's a district that's, you know, it's the haves and the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to see who can make sure that there's some distribution going on. That's an important race for people to come out and find out a little bit more about.
So that it was Florida. So now, and you can Google these in the meantime. So we've discussed, she just mentioned to you, Florida Senate District 38, District 40. And, well, we didn't get to, listen, that school board race is going to be one for the record books. And Frederica's race for District 24, the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Yeah, that's a
that's interesting.
She'll be she's coming in from D.C.,
mm-hmm.
so she'll be last on the program. So okay. She's definitely coming in to face Randall Hill. Another race that we definitely want to pay attention to is District 108. That's a hard scrabble race.
Roy Hardeman is there, and Fayola, and it's a lot of
and Taj,
a lot of our friends down there.
Marie Sterl. So, the primaries basically is where you sort of clean house.
Okay,
you know, the people standing after the elections are the people who we're going to choose in November 8th. So the primaries are very, very important. If you don't pick them now, you're going to be stuck with them later.
Right.
So come out, hear what they have to say, make an informed decision, show up. We've got more than 30 people confirmed. They're going to be fast, but they're going to be around for the reception that we have afterwards, so you'll get to talk to them one-on-one. Hope to see you there.
Awesome.
I want to thank all the candidates who have decided to come out. We didn't give them a check to come, but they know that this powerhouse group will bring the eyes.
Awesome. It is Make an Informed Choice, the political forum. It's Wednesday, August the 10th at the Little Haiti Cultural Arts Center. Dexter Bridgman, Gordon Eric Knowles at 6 p.m. Thank you. Pastor Barber, thank you. And Carolyn Guinness. Did I say your last name right, Carolyn? Is it Gunness?
Gunness.
Thank you so much for coming. Okay, so listen, we need to reset in our panel for the next hour. But I would love to have you all. You're scheduled. We're scheduled. Yes, Chris Norwood.
Thank you, Joe, for allowing me to speak. I appreciate it. I just wanted to thank Dex and Pastor Barber.
You don't have a clock over there, you see.
Oh, okay. I just want to thank all of the people who came together to make this happen, because when... You know, obviously making an informed decision is important, but it's even more important during the primary, because we're only going to see about 20% of the registered voters actually come out to vote. And so, you know, I'm a pragmatic person. I'm not so much worried about the people who are not going to vote, because if you're a kid and you're not educated enough about your history to know the importance of voting, I really don't have that much time for you. But to make the informed decision for the people who are actually going to vote.
Right.
And that makes it even more important for those of us who do vote, that we even are even more informed, because so many of our friends are not going to vote, and we have to make the decision for them as well. And
very good point.
You know, thank you very much for what you're doing. And again, that's my past over there, Reverend Barber.
Well, I'm going to have to come check you out. And you will have to come sit on. You know, I do the Real Pastors of South Florida every 6 weeks. So I would love to have
he's
you
a
on
good
that.
Man, good man, a Kappa,
well,
by the way.
Yes, a Kappa man. I need the full disclosure of what the real Pastor South Florida going to be talking about.
Well, you know, I mean, because for many, church is, you know, the heart, it is the soul of
yes.
black folks.
Yes.
And so I really like to, I think, to tap into where we are.
Oh, yes.
I like to bring different denominations of pastors, ministers together to talk about topical issues.
I would love
you
it.
Know, and so, yes, I would love to
yes,
have you.
I would love it.
Awesome.
I would love it.
It's done deal.
Joe,
all
I
right,
just want to remind everybody,
yes,
early voting starts August 15th. Get out there.
Yeah, vote. I just got all my stuff in the mail. I was so excited. I got my early voting, and I'm doing it all from home, and I'm sticking it in the mailbox. Yes, and I suggest you do too. That way you don't have to worry about it. Don't worry about it. You won't get your little sticker, but that's okay. You'll live without it. It doesn't go with your outfit anyway. All right, we'll be back on the other side. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105. At Universal Orlando Resort, you can explore the two-park experience of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Do-Battle and Transformers, the 3D ride, Join the Mischief of Despicable Me, Mini Mayhem, and more. Plus, this summer, prepare for the ride of your life on the all-new Skull Island, Reign of Khan. Universal Orlando Resort, vacation like you mean it. Listen all this week for your chance to win. Just text the keyword Hot105Universal to 28367 and be the 105th text to win. For more, Hot105FM.com or download our free Hot 105 app for more chances to win. From Universal Orlando Resort
and today's R&D and Old School,
Hot 105.
Everyone deserves access to eye care. Unfortunately, some cannot afford comprehensive eye exams that detect and prevent eye disease that can lead to vision loss. The Florida Optometry Eye Health Fund is here to help. The fund promotes access to comprehensive eye care to help the less fortunate reach their full potential. If you know a child in need, urge them to contact Miami Lighthouse. Help them see a clearer future.
About 2 or 3 months ago, I started having money problems. Ever since then, I've had a pretty hard time keeping up with the bills. The worst part is I can't make the house payments. So when the phone started to ring and I knew it was the mortgage people calling, I didn't pick it up. I just couldn't. And the notices were coming in the mail too. Lots of them. Now I may lose my house and I don't know what to do.
If you're facing foreclosure, doing nothing only puts you deeper in the hole. Now's the time to dig yourself out. Call 1-888-995-HOPE today. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council, and this station.
Tom Joyner in the morning. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. And everybody knows the song. 105.1.
Lonnie Love, how you doing?
You know, I'm hanging in there, Tom. I'm here.
You're detoxing.
I'm detoxing. Ooh. So you got about 3 more minutes, Tom.
I got about 3 more minutes, and then we gotta.
We gotta skedaddle.
Okay.
He coming through.
I tell you what, I'm gonna take the break now, so you can skedaddle.
Okay, I'll be right back.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Hot 105. Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
He is my king. He's my one. Yes, he's my father. Yes, he's my son. I can talk to him because he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system. I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hug, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother. I love you and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever, true. Cause you're my black brother, strong brother.
9105. And now back to Hot Talk.
Yes, indeed. Thanks so much. Welcome back to Hot Talk. 888-550-9105. Okay, so I'm Hot Talk is live again. I'm trying to bring you all back up on Facebook Live, Hot Talk Live. That's enough. I don't have time to type all that. Okay. Money, power, and respect. Are you a powerful or powerless couple? We're talking about it tonight. Every woman wants money, power, and respect in their man. Put some respect on it. But are you bringing the same thing to the table for the relationship? Mm-hmm. So are you all going to stick around, Chris Norwood? And
hey, I don't see no reason why I need
my
to
Batman and
discussion.
Robin over here.
I see no reason why
the discussion I need to be involved in.
Okay. And so maybe one of, listen, Paige came with a crew. So I'm hoping maybe one of them, and they got lighting. Paige Diamond is coming here with lighting and everything. Okay. Yes, honey. That's what I'm talking about. Hot Talk after midnight. Paige Diamond, sexpert, sex life coach, and author, has been in the sexuality industry for nearly a decade, getting her start through passion parties, which encouraged her to host The Sensual Cipher, a sex advice show. What makes her story even more exciting and grounded is that she is also a UC Reiki master.
Yusui. Stay with me. Got you. Follow with me. Yusui. There you go. Look at it. Make it sexy.
You know.
There you go.
Reiki master and a Kundalini. Kuna. It sounds like cuddlingus.
Yeah.
Is it related?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. What Reiki practitioner, she strives to not only bridge the gap between sexuality and spirituality through coaching, Reiki, books, and more, but also shift the dynamic in which we approach sexuality globally. She got three books, Girl, Get Over Yourself, Do Get Over Yourself, and Sensual Playbook. She affectionately calls her tribe the Sexual Intellectuals. And welcome to Hot Talk.
Thank you for having me, Jill.
Yes, I'm so glad to have you. And welcome, Black. Welcome, Black. I might start using that. Welcome, Black. Jennifer Smith has been providing relationship and sex advice to couples for over a decade, getting her start with a college radio show, Love Lines. She's provided advice on dating, love, sex, and relationships. Jennifer's In Bed with Mahogany relationship and sex advice column led to a gig as a creative director for Love versus Sex Online. A recent feature, 39 Successful Dating Tips by Jennifer, was published in Essence Magazine. Welcome back, my sister.
Thank you.
Miss Jennifer Smith. And Anne Marie, president and CEO, professor, award-winning entrepreneur, community activist, full-figure model, and philanthropist, has now added author to the list with Chronicles of a Serial Dater. It's a journey through the good, bad, and steamy ups and downs of dating, told through the short stories that all end with a tip for the ladies and the men on how you can level up your game. It's launching on September the 6th, and the book will be available at AnneMarieSorrell.com and, of course, at Amazon.com. Mr. 305 is on the line already. He was waiting for you to get here, Jennifer. Anne Marie serves on several community boards, is a graduate of Leadership Palm Beach County and Leadership Florida. Welcome, Miss Anne Marie.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, indeed. So, ladies, listen, the title of the show changed several times, but the thesis of tonight's show, where's your crew? Okay, yeah, one of y'all got to hold mine, too. Okay, thanks. Hey, Facebook Live. Okay, so the thesis of this conversation, for the men in the room that do not know, Chris Norwood and Senator Bullitt.
Yeah, yeah.
And our brother, well, he's taken, so he don't have a name. he is clearly off the market. He has no name. We needn't call him. But you're a lovely cameraman. We were talking about how women, you know, we all talk about how we want a man who's got money, power, respect, and position in the community. But a lot of times that we don't, you know, I won't disparage any job, but you're coming to the table with a fork, okay, and he's bringing the dinner and dessert. And we talked about, you know, when you want to have an equal relationship and a healthy relationship, that you have to be bringing those same kind of elements to the table as well, Miss Jennifer.
I absolutely agree, because in today's society, everybody wants to feel like they have something to contribute to the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And if one person feels like they don't have a lot to contribute to the relationship, then there's a power struggle, and then you don't feel as you're sufficient enough to be in that relationship.
Right.
Which is a big reason why a lot of people break up or get divorced.
Yeah, if there's too much, you know, if there's too much weight on one end of the seesaw, mm-hmm. then it's unbalanced. And I find, and I think that, and I'll ask you, have you found, you know, in your book, that a lot of the problems with imbalances relationships is because, you know, one person is coming with a full plate and the other one's just coming with an appetite.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the reverse. Sometimes if you are a successful woman and you bring a lot to the table, if that man is not financially where he thinks he needs to be, then that becomes an issue, because now he feels insecure or feels that, you know what, you probably deserve someone better than me. So he's always going to question himself.
Right.
And that leads to a problem in a relationship.
Or ruin your life trying to...
Absolutely. You
know, trying to prove that he deserves to be in it. Wait a minute. I'm going to take Mr. 305. Let me take your call right quick before we get too heavy.
Yeah.
Hey, Demetrius.
How you doing, beautiful?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. You have a great topic today, and I'm the man for that. Just let me just say this here.
Uh-huh.
First of all, congratulations on her book, and I hope she do well. But we have a serious problem, because you got this new generation with social media. Basically, they just hunt down people who they think have money. No one is going to build, because I'm just saying, I'm for the women. I'm definitely for strong women, but there's too many weak women around that Washington way to strong women, because they put on a $39 dress, no dress, no with little thongs, and they're gonna fall into this pot of gold. And it don't happen. Now, I am a promoter. I'm an advocate. I'm out here. I hear it all the time. Beautiful ladies, only thing they want to do is try to fall into something that's going to help them. I say, sweetheart, people that went to school, people that got educated, you don't know what person to pawn, they the mortgage. People don't understand, but women want something easy. Now, I know you got some lazy men out here, but to be a power couple, you need to come to the table with some money. It don't have to be $10,000. It could be $1,000. It could be $500.
But just more than an appetite.
So, huh?
I said, but more than an appetite.
Exactly. Come together and come up with a plan and work towards it. And that's how you be a power couple. People think, oh, Jay-Z and Beyonce, hey, man, you can start a power couple selling cups of lemonade. Roupons, comfort.
That's my man right there.
It's true. It's very true. And you think about it.
You don't need no millions of dollars to be a power couple.
You need
to sleep less and grind. That's what you need. That's the power couple. And then after we do that, we'll have sex later and we'll count up. That's how you do it,
and you can enjoy it more. See, this is the conversation that Jennifer and I had.
Yes.
Swing her from a pole, spank her, rub her down with some baby oil or whatever. So, because that's what we do. Let's make some money. We have some sex later. You know what I mean? Because some people come to the table and they just want to have sex and think, okay, I know a lot of women with good head and all that. That's not
okay. That. All right. Okay, Mr. 305. Just okay.
That's my man.
They have lovely hairdos. He knows a lot of women who have really great hairdos.
What's up, Demetrius?
So, but that is the premise of the conversation, is that, you know, your life is so much richer when you're with a partner that you respect. And you, and like you said, many times, I'm not going to share too much of my life tonight.
But we don't have that much time, Jill. We don't have that much time.
Exactly. But I will just say that, yes, you're correct. When you are a woman and you are, you know, in the forefront of an industry, you will meet a lot of people who are just, you know, they are just there along for the ride. And they will suck the life out of you if you let them. And I think that, you know, somebody who is on par, that is not threatened by you, you know, and who wants to build with you, as Demetrius 305 said, is exactly, you know, exactly what you need. Now, both of you all are single.
Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, Chris Norwood.
Yes, ma'am,
okay.
I am.
So now you both would be the, for me, are, you know, have all of the elements that I would say most of the women in this room are looking for. You are intelligent. You are nice looking. You have humility. You have some money. You have some power. I don't know about your sex, but I'm sure. Sure.
Well, Dwight told me he's not getting that much sex, even though he's involved in politics, which I just find so hard to believe.
And see, yeah, I thought sex and politics went hand in hand.
Me too. I thought so too. So, ladies, Mr. You know. Dwight Howard's looking for you.
Well, no, I think to touch on what Demetrius was talking about, one thing that I synthesized from it was, if sex is mental, right?
Yeah.
If the brain is an integral part of making it enjoyable, if you're stressed out over finances, if you're stressed out over, you know, power struggles in a relationship,
right,
you're never going to be able to have the bomb diggity
sex
moment.
Right. You can't.
You know, it's an impossibility. And so that's important.
Can I say one thing, Joe?
Yes.
I mean, I can only look at, I start by looking at my parents. So my parents met at Virginia Union University in Richmond, Virginia, while they were both young and trying to make it in the world. And so, mm-hmm, you know, I think successful relationships that I've seen and my friends around me have been when two people are sort of at the same level and
they
are trying to build something together. I mean, that's just what I've seen around me.
Yeah. But that hasn't been your experience.
Oh,
My experience, I've been, I'm not going to say it.
I think he's going to start mumbling.
He is the most well-spoken man that I know. What about yours, man?
But he has a great point. I think, look at Barack and Michelle. They are the example of what a power couple is and where they met and how they build and how they've led that legacy for their girls and for the rest of America. I think at this point, that is the face of what power couples look
they
like.
They are.
Now. That is what people want to embody. Yeah. But some people are not sure still how to get there because they don't know everything about their story. You go by with what you saw at your home. So if you grew up in a single parent home, then you didn't see two people trying to build or try to match or try to work together. You just saw one person do it all, and then that's kind of the role that you take on in a relationship.
So now, Paige, when people come to you, so you're a sexpert. So now, tell me exactly, do couples come to you when, you know, like, it's just not working, or do you get a lot of singles? Like, where's your customer base coming from?
Right, and what's not working?
Right.
Well, believe it or not, my customer base is generally...
Client. Let's say client, because customer sounds a little...
I know, right? Well, you just rude.
Like they leave a check on the desk.
No, way more than a check. But my client, for the most part, is they're couples.
Yeah.
But the big misconception when you are seeking any type of assistance when it comes to your bedroom is that you're having bad sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily about having bad sex. It's about you are coming across a dry spot. I like to call them sexual dry spots. We like wet spots in the bedroom. We don't want dry spots.
We don't want dry spots.
But when you have these challenges, which are, you know, lack of time, lack of desire, lack of creativity, lack of experience, those things can totally put your bedroom completely to a screeching halt, and then it then spills over into the relationship.
Right.
So I'd give them the tools to be able to navigate around those things.
Would you say that most of the problems in relationships begin in the bed?
I would say yes. And the reason I say that is because we tend to look at sex as an activity, not that we are actually sex, you know. And when I say that, I mean that because we are energetic beings.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're energetic beings, this is the most spiritual experience you have in this body is having sex.
Right.
So if you can't be yourself in that capacity, you know, where you're supposed to be totally naked and just totally, just
free.
Yeah, just free. You can't do that with your partner in the most sacred space, you know, in your home or wherever you choose to do it.
Right.
Then you are definitely coming up short and you're wearing masks in other areas of your relationship.
And in your life, Jennifer and I talked about that one night that, you know, people who are afraid to, that you have a lot of men that you consult who say they can't have the type of sex they want to have with their wife or partner.
Yes.
They have to do it with somebody that they don't love. Would you share a little?
Yeah, this conversation got pretty juicy the other night. We were talking about it. Of that men are giving the good sex to the side chicks and not giving the good sex to their partners.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've talked to a lot of men and they say, well, the things I would ask to jump off to do, I can't ask my girl or my wife to do because I respect her. I don't want to see her in that way. I don't want to do these things to her and disrespect her.
Okay, at this point in the conversation, I would like to let you know that this is an adult conversation and discretion is advised. It is after midnight, and the views and opinions of those of us here are not those of WHQT, Cox Media Group, or anybody else other than those of us in the room. Okay, go ahead.
Great disclaimer.
You know.
No, but it's very true. Guys want to ask their women to do certain things, such as maybe swallowing or coming on
things
their
feet. Things that are that they deem they want. Here's the thing. They want to do them, but they don't want to do them with the wife, the person that they love.
Want to see them in that way.
So why do they want to do them? Why do they want to
have these? Why are they married to them?
That's a great question.
Right.
That's the important question.
Right.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do though you don't want to go to those places with that woman, but her clients say, I don't want to see my wife like that. Certain sex is reserved for people that they don't love and that they don't, you know.
Well, people need to get over that level of repression, I think. I mean, that's the reality, is that if you're giving your heart and your soul to an individual in front of family, God, and everyone else, I mean, the reality is that you need to be open in terms of your sexual conversation with that person as well about the things that you desire from the relationship, and stop getting hung up on, I can't see her in that light, or I can't see her doing these things.
And that could be that's surely one of the reasons why many of these relationships don't work. Now, Anne, your book is based on dating.
Yes.
So now, are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Is that the goal?
The goal is, yes, eventually.
Yeah.
To get married.
So what was your experience in writing the book?
Oh, God. So, it started after a really bad breakup. Mm-hmm. I was in a relationship for 2 years, and then I started dating afterwards. And I would just come across the craziest situations and scenarios. And I was like, God, I can't be the only one that goes through this on these dates. Or even before it even gets to a date, you know, the whatever would transpire, just be like, okay, this is not going anywhere.
Right.
So I started writing, and then I started journaling all the way back to actually high school, and just really thinking about when I dated in high school, college, versus my 20s, versus my early 30s, and what that experience was and what I learned from it, and then also what I could tell a guy that I learned from it that could possibly make them better in the next relationship.
Right.
So that's the whole experience behind it. But I learned a lot about me in writing the book, mm-hmm. and some of the patterns that I have as well.
Right. I was going to say, so as you went back through those journals, did you realize, you know, that there's a pattern, that I'm picking the same kind of guy over and over and over again?
Yeah. The pattern was based on the phase of life. So
okay.
Whether I was focused on career, there was a pattern of the type of guy. If I was focused on trying to get married, the pattern of the type of guy. And then the primary pattern with me is that I take flight. So if something's just not going the way I think it should, or
love you mean
in
it.
My head that I think the relationship should be based on, yeah. whatever, I'm out.
Yeah.
On to the next one, which is kind of where serial dating.
Which is why we're single. No patience. No patience.
You have to. No patience whatsoever.
Because okay, now Paige. Now both of our experts are in relationships. And would you say, I mean, I have to honestly say that after you get to a certain age and you've dated enough, there is a level of just, your patience just gets worn out, for the whole chase, the whole thing. And there's a commercial, and this couple goes out and then they have this dumb conversation at dinner, and then he's putting her in a cab and he says, we're never going to see each other again, are we? She says, yeah, no.
I love that commercial because right, they actually are saying what you're thinking.
Right.
If people really dated that way, we could weed things out so much quicker and not become serial daters.
Yeah.
If people really just spoke the truth about how they feel. If you're at a date and it's not going well, just say it's not going well and end it. Don't carry it on throughout the evening, or give the person some feedback and say, you know what, this date was great, but I thought that it was rude that you didn't pick me up, or you didn't pick up the check. Say those things so that we can be more constructive daters.
Right. And do you find, okay, so now, do you find an extra burden in dating Senator Bullard, because and Chris Norwood, that dating for you comes with a higher responsibility, you know, in that you are a senator, and you know, there's a lot of drama around that.
Well, if you're talking about dating in the public sphere, I mean, the reality is that
I mean, like, you can't show up to every event with somebody different.
I joke only because when I first got elected, one piece of advice that a fellow representative gave me said, as a single male elected official, you're going to be perceived one or two ways. Either you're going to be a whore or you're going to be perceived as gay.
Mm-hmm.
You pick which lane you decide to walk down. And so, unfortunately, you know, I'd much rather go the whore route than the than be perceived as homosexual. Not to my LGBT
again.
Folks again. You know, shout out to those that you know.
Discretion is advised. These exactly. are the opinions of blah, blah, blah.
But with that being said, I remember I was actually at a Art Basel event, and brother told me, pulled me to the side, he said, you know, you got to bring somebody next time. otherwise, you know, it's going to come off this way or that way. And I was like, wow, I thought I could just be here
just
enjoying the moment. But no, that's one of those things that sometimes there's certain events that you have to go to where you need dedicated arm candy.
Exactly. And people judge you by who you're with. And
absolutely.
You know, and if they see you too many. I mean, people, you know, I'm notorious. Because I started in the business as an entertainer, as a gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Columnist, gossip reporter. You know, I was very, very, very cautious of ever being seen with anybody because I never want to become the story.
Right.
And so that, you know, people, same thing. It's like, okay, either she's just a straight whore or she's gay.
Although you were the story the other day with Maxwell.
Well, that's a whole nother thing.
Oh, there was one thing that was over that I forgot to mention earlier in the segment when we were talking about Barack and Michelle, that Barack started off as a state senator, just FYI.
He does. Yes, he did. And Michelle was older than him.
Yes.
Hey, how old are you?
I am 39.
Okay, well, it's a lot of cougars up. So Paige, so now tell me, what is a visit like? How do people, if there are people that are listening that want to come see you,
mm-hmm.
You know, how do they go about that?
Well, there are different, I guess you say, methods that I use,
right?
Because each client I tailor whatever I do for them based on their situation.
Right.
So, for example, I may do, let's say, we may do Skype. We may do face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
But we also may take field trips, like going to the Swingers Club or going to a strip club or a toy store.
So they do exist. So
yeah.
Swingers Clubs do exist.
They're awesome, Jill. You must go. It's awesome.
Have you all ever been to a Swingers Club?
Yes.
Well, I know you have.
Why are you saying it like that, Jill? My mom is listening.
Because you're a sex therapist. And that had to be part of your thesis.
It's professionally right. Okay.
And so, have you ever,
I've never been to a swingers club. I've heard of them. I've driven by them. but I've never gone inside.
I'm not asking you. You are up for
No, I haven't.
Mark
Young? I
have
no problem saying that.
Have you ever been to the Swingers Club? Any thought of ever going to one?
I haven't really thought about it, actually.
but now that I think about it.
Maybe we should take a field trip. We should all go.
That might be.
That would be so fun.
Everybody,
a hot dog goes to the Swinger Club.
Yes.
That's not a bad... Okay, so now, I'm sorry, we digress. We're on to a field trip. If you'd like to go with us to the Swingers Club for the research as
That's
we continue
right.
to improve our community, you can give us a call. You can give me a call right here at the radio station because, yes, a happy wife is a happy life. Okay.
Absolutely.
As you were saying...
Yeah, so...
So do couples call you, typically is it the wife that calls and says, listen, I'm just not getting it. I'm just not getting what I need from my husband and I need your help. Or is it, you know, how does that usually happen?
Usually, it is the woman that normally seeks out the coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, let's say, for example, the stagnation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times couples struggle with communicating what they want.
Right.
And so, or even having a conversation about sex. Women approach sex differently from men.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes down to when a typical client, a female client comes to me, it's mostly because of she wants to open up more in the bedroom, but she's afraid of how her husband would receive the things that she would like to try.
Mm.
She's afraid of being judged or being looked at like, have you been cheating on me? Because now
where'd
all
you
of a
learn
sudden,
all of this?
Right.
Right.
You know, or even to the point where she may have convinced herself that she was a particular type of woman in the bedroom. And she's finding out she really is not and really doesn't understand how to communicate that to her partner.
Mm.
And so that
is a very common one.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of, you know, just work-life balance.
Yeah.
I have all this stuff going on with children and career and all this stuff, and we're not having sex anymore, and I like sex. But
right.
we don't understand how to work this out and make this happen, excuse me. So, you know, that is, for the most part, the general things outside of, you know, just wanting to take it up a notch. Bored and just really wanting to figure out where their next aha moment, so to speak, is.
Are there any limits to what, I mean, have you ever had couples and you thought, okay, that's really too far. You really, something, I need to send you to a therapist.
I didn't have a couple that way, but I did have a prospect. It was a guy, and he struggled with premature arousal disorder
mm-hmm.
syndrome. And he...
That's a lot.
Serious. It's really serious. He had a consistent hard-on
mm-hmm.
all the time. To the point where
the
he
time.
Masturbated, he said, according to him, you know, 5 to 10 times a day. And so, to the point where when the urge hits him, he has to just go ahead and he has to do his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Because I'm a sex coach.
Right.
I'm not, you know, I felt that I'm probably a sexual body worker.
Right.
You know, that one would be probably more to help him with coping and how to control that.
Right.
Or even a sex therapist, you mm-hmm. know, to be able to help him with that. So that was outside of my realm because, you know, if he thought that if he, you know, we were in a session on Skype because he was somewhere... out of Florida, he could just bust out and be naked in session and just bust out and just, you know, have at it. And that's my boundary as a sex coach.
Like, okay,
you know?
Yeah, no, but...
You know, that's not what I do. Nothing's wrong with it if that's where you are, but, you know, in my practice,
there's
there are
boundaries.
There's
something wrong with that if you are...
You know.
I think I saw him in traffic one day.
Oh, no.
Stuck on 95.
Stuck on 95.
Pun completely intended. Let's see, all kinds. It takes all kinds. Secure men. Ingrid B has chimed in. Shouts out. Secure
hey,
men
Ingrid.
Can
hey.
Be part of a power couple. Insecurities kill relationships, she says, with lack of passion. Not with a mouth. Oh, okay. She said something about not with a mouth that kisses my children. Mm. Okay. Mm. Alexander Joseph, learning the lessons and passing the test. I'm not exactly sure. Hey, Cheryl Mizell, what you were sharing there. Bill Kindred, thank you. And Ingrid says that the Velvet Room by the airport.
Oh,
yeah.
is someplace that we all need to.
Oh, Miami Velvet? I've been to Trapeze. I haven't tried Miami Velvet as of yet.
Okay. So we're going to take a field trip. That might actually, we might learn something. I want to thank everybody for coming. And we're out. It is at the top of the hour, I know. And we got commercials. Chris Norwood, Jennifer Smith.
Thanks for being here.
Senator Dwight Bullard.
Exactly.
Ingrid also said, ladies, do not sleep on Dwight Bullard. And I'm going to tell you, do not sleep on Dwight Bullard. And Paige Diamond and Anne-Marie Sorrell. And that's Paige's lovely, happy husband. Look at him. He's a happy man. That's a happy black man. Right? And Mark Young, who says, yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll consider it. Thank you so much. I'm going to leave you with this. Love you, Manny. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
I love him so much because he's done so much for me. Every morning, every day of my life, I won't always be crying tears in the middle of the night, and I won't always have to wake up by myself wondering how I'm going to get through the day. I won't always have to think about what I'm gonna do and how I'm gonna make it, how I'm gonna get there, because he's gonna be there for me. Someday the sky above will open up and he will reach out his hand and guide me through. Oh yes, he will. I won't always be crying these tears. I won't always be feeling so blue. Yeah. I don't know if anybody understands what that feels like. No matter what you've been through or where you've been, he's always there. With his arms open wide, accepting me for who I am. And I love him so much. I couldn't do it without him. I wouldn't want to. Oh, I'm crying now. Feels so good to be free. To be accepted for who you are and loved no matter what. Oh, Lord, thank you. You are the joy of my life.
Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live. Always local. Always entertaining and educating South Florida. Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers, are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105.
You've got a business plan, weekend plans, and now you've gone from cell phone plans to data plans. But do you have a car accident plan? Car accidents happen. What you plan to do next can make all the difference. Car accident? Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN knows about car accidents. It's what they do. Call 1-800-411-PAIN 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from home, hospital, or the accident scene. Call 1-800-411-PAIN and let them put you in touch with a qualified attorney who can explain to you how much money you may be entitled to depending on the facts of your accident. Plan now. Program 1-800-411-PAIN into your phone under accident. Car accident? Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN is a legal and medical referral service, non-employee spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-256-3483 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-256-3483 to take your call right now. Call 877-256-3483. That's 877-256-3483. Again, 877-256-3483.
Join Florida Kid Care for their back-to-school immunization fair and backpack giveaway Saturday, August 13th from 10 till 2 at the Lauderhill Mall, 1267 North State Road 7 in Lauderhill. There's going to be Kid Care application assistance, free immunizations, WIC enrollment, drowning prevention, food stamp and cash assistance applications, and more. It's Florida Kid Care's back-to-school immunization fair and backpack giveaway at the Lauderhill Mall, Saturday, August 13th from 10 till 2. For more info, call 954-467-8737.
Hey, this is your boy Uncle Luke, and you're listening to WHQT Carl Gables, Miami's Hot 105, a Cox Media Group station.
The following message is brought to you by the Florida Association of Broadcasters, the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, and this radio station.
A splash of sunshine, a fresh flavor, an exceptional experience. Take a tour of Florida for a taste of world-class hospitality prepared by the more than 10,000 members of the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association. We have great Florida events in store across thousands of miles of coastline exclusively for you. Discover them all at FRLA.org.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
If you have a disability or special medical needs and a disaster strikes your community, you need to have a plan in place to ensure your safety. To help with your planning, the Florida Division of Emergency Management, in coordination with local emergency management officials, has launched a statewide special needs registry. Go to flgetaplan.com today to create a plan and sign up at the Florida Special Needs Registry.
Miami 105.1, Hot
Whoa.